欢迎收听本次节目，我是诵读者董麒麟。重庆 Stories 走马 Town Folk Story Sisters Open Door Gapo Comes 熊 Gapo came to the two sisters' house when their parents were absent at night.The elder sister was half asleep and half awake. She heard her grandmother chewing peas, so she asked grandma for some. Only to find what grandma ate was not dried peas, but her younger sister's fingers. Liu Yuan Yang vividly told one of the legendary folk stories of Zhou Ma Town. Xiong Ga Po and two sisters.As a representative inheritor of the national intangible cultural heritage, he stuck to welcoming Chinese and foreign scholars when he was in a wheelchair during his illness, determined to inherit the folk stories of Zhou Ma Town. Zhou Ma Town witnessed the changes of the years, and even cracks between every blue stone in the Asian town have stored the thoughts of inheritors.Zhou Ma Town was a transportation hub and a fortress between Chengdu and Chongqing. Peddlers, porters, and scholars from different places chose to rest in Zhou Ma Town due to a long trek. They gathered in a tea shop to share legends and anecdotes from different places to relieve fatigue. As time went by, a profession called Zhou Ma emerged.These newly emerged groups, who earned their living by driving horses, created stories by oral compositions and paraphrase, which is known as driving horse stories. Those stories are passed down orally by natives from generation to generation. The culture and economy were also thrived at that time, so they have been passed down.Zhou Ma has produced abundant folk stories covering all fields, such as fairy tales, historical stories, and a creative interpretation with personal feelings. Some of them are simply for entertainment. The others contain profound philosophies that are thought-provoking. Their integration of grass-rooted culture and foreign culture,which is unique. Nowadays, folk stories in Zhou Ma Town still need to be inherited. By following a major shift in lifestyle, modern logistics with standardized procedures have been generated. Compared with ancient chivalrous escort agencies, modern logistics is confined to those cold machines. However,Zhou Ma, no longer a crucial transportation hub and caravans, has grown to decay. It becomes desolate after experiencing suffers. Meanwhile, folk stories of Zhou Ma Town gradually declined and lost in the torrents and tides of the times. Secondly, with the arrival of the internet and the information age,The environment supporting the creation and the spread of Zhou Ma Town stories is collapsing. With a few successes, intangible cultural heritage is faced with a terrible situation. In order to make the folk stories of Zhou Ma Town tend towards the public, we pass down the folk stories of Zhou Ma Town in the form of picture books.From which more and more people can know the folk stories of Zhou Ma Town. Stories still echo in the blue storms.